hundreds of thousands of people in Bangladesh, victims of the worst cyclone to hit the country in a decade, were desperately awaiting aid on Monday as the official death toll climbed to over 3,000. With relief aid pouring in, rescue teams battle to reach remote areas. The Bangladesh Red Crescent Society, the Islamic equivalent of the Red Cross, warned the death toll could hit 10,000 once rescuers reach outlying islands. In the typhoon-ravaged area, residents have been recovering dead bodies since floodwaters receded. Many grieving families are burying their loved ones in the same grave because no male member is available to dig separate ones. But even these mass graves are overflowing with new bodies being recovered every day.
There's no place to bury the dead. We do not even have a piece of cloth to cover their bodies. Our condition now is worse than the dead.
I cannot find my family members. I don't even know how to look for them. We've lost our house, cattle, crops, everything because of floods.
Patuakhali, in the southern coastal area of the country, endured strong winds that pushed large boats out of the water and onto land. People's houses were destroyed and their animals killed when the cyclone struck. The lack of food, water, proper shelter, and clothes, especially during the winter season, have made the living conditions of survivors extremely difficult.
Our crops have been destroyed. We have nothing to survive on.
We are trying to survive with eating whatever is edible that we can lay our hands on.
International aid organizations promised initial packages of $25 million during a meeting with Bangladesh agencies on Monday. But relief items such as tents, rice, and water have been slow to reach many. The government's response was criticized by some villagers, and many fear they may not survive. Government officials defended the relief efforts and expressed confidence that authorities are up to the task. Many foreign governments and international groups have also pledged to help, including the United States, which offered $2.1 million, and the United Nations, which promised $7 million. Tropical Cyclone Sidr was the worst cyclone to hit Bangladesh in a decade.